Okay, good evening. This is the September 7th, 2016 meeting of the Pacifica National Board Programming Committee. This is Michael Novick. Secretary will call the roll.
Okay. Let's see. KPFA, Sabrina Jacobs?
Here.
Okay, Sabrina present. KPFK, Johnson Alexander?
He resigned from the committee.
Oh, he resigned. Oh, thank you for letting me know. I didn't know that. Okay. Christian Beck? Christian Beck, I did not hear you. Let's see. Where's Beck? Michael Novick?
Present.
Michael present. Mansoor Saba? Mansoor, I did not hear you.
Mansoor, but not here.
What did you say? Mansoor?
I said he pronounced it Mansoor.
Okay, Mansoor is not, I cannot hear him. Okay, and WBAI, John Riley?
Here, can you hear me?
John Riley, present. Serene Roberts?
Present.
Serene Roberts, present. From KPFT, Teresa Allen? Teresa, I do not hear you. And Wesley Bethune?
Here.
Wesley, present. Venetia Patel Adams?
Yes.
Venetia present. Nancy Sabra Naitomi present. And WPFW, Ron Pinchback?
Here.
Ron present. And Eric Ramey?
Present.
Eric present. And Louis Wolf? Louis, I do not hear you. And Ethia Nwanganza? Ethia, I do not hear you. Okay, so we've got one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We have 8. Quorum is achieved.
Okay, thank you. I did send out on kpftx.org a proposed agenda. Call to order and roll call for 5 minutes, agenda approval, 15 minutes, minutes approval, 5 minutes, review the state of national coordinator elections coverage proposal, no time set for that, discussion of possible motion on handling syndicated programming during fund drives, which I think was something that Sabrina wanted to talk about. New business, which John Riley wants to propose something, I think, and then adjournment. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved, Robert.
Okay. Any opposition to the agenda as proposed, or I don't know if you want to make that your proposal, John, as an amendment to specify what the new business is?
I didn't quite understand that. I'm sorry.
We have a new business item, and I know you wanted to bring up some new business. Is that sufficient, or did you want to specify it now?
I can specify just in general. It's like I'd like a resolution by the programming committee reminding the general manager of WBAI that he needs to engage in a respectful dialogue with producers before moving, canceling, or otherwise altering their programs.
Okay, I sent out an email just recently with an open CC to the membership of the committee. If you could write up your motion and send it in, we'll consider that under new business. But it would be good to have a written text. Thank you.
Okay.
Point of order.
Uh-huh. Yes, is that Serene?
Yes. We are 9. I think Nancy said 8, but I was getting 9. So.
I think Otis might be on the call to stream it.
No, I meant the names. I didn't check for the numbers. Okay. On the call. Okay.
Okay. Well, in any case, that's a point. Assuming we'll take that matter up under new business, is there any amendment to the agenda, or can we consider it approved? Okay, hearing no objection, we'll say that the agenda is approved as read. Are there any minutes, Nancy? Nancy's still on the call.
Sorry, I was muted. I'm sorry, it's not finished. I did part one, and the end of part one is the motion that we made about the national programming concerning the issues and focus of the election and continuing on. So that was passed.
Okay. So we'll wait on this approval for the next meeting. Maybe we'll get a few meetings that you guys can consider. I'll reread the motion, I think, as we pass it. I can't remember. It might have been changed slightly, but the PNB Programming Committee recommend that the PNB direct the IED to launch a Pacifica task force to promote collaborative national programming involving the five Pacifica stations, our Pacifica affiliates, and other independent media partners, focusing on three major themes leading up to the November election: war and peace, environmental crisis, and economic, social, and racial justice. The PNB further Programming Committee further recommends that the IED arrange for a well-publicized and promoted web page where such programming and other related programming can be archived, and from utilization of social media in the development, promotion, and incorporation of listener input in such programming. I think we added some language about promoted on air, but I don't see it in this version of the motion. Anybody recall? I think we did add that. I think that would be promoted on air. In any event, I did forward that to the PNB, to the IED, to the people at my station, the general manager and the program director. Talked about it briefly, the program director at a local programming committee meeting, but he said the programming they were thinking about was mostly coverage of the debates, you know, possibly with incorporation of parties not included in the debates, such as the Green Party and the Libertarian Party. But he expressed some interest in what we were suggesting. But I haven't heard anything further back. And I think we did a go-around, but maybe we should do it again. Any responses from other stations about this proposal?
I have a question. Have we heard anything from Finchback? Have we heard anything from Lydia regarding this motion?
No, I haven't gotten any formal response on it. I think, you know, as you're, everybody's aware, the financial issues are very time-consuming and pressing, and they're trying to come up with a financial recovery plan that will satisfy the auditors that are going to stay in business. I think that's sort of their top priority. You could ask again today if it was been taken up at all by the national leadership team calls that are like the, I think it's the GMs and PDs at the five stations, but I haven't heard back about that either. Let me check my email again, actually. No, I don't see anything.
Mike.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Eric. I'm not trying to be cynical, but why would we not get a response? I mean, or even an acknowledgement. I mean, this is fairly common from what I'm picking up. Why would she not respond? I mean, even just to say, well, I've got this.
I can't speak for her. I know, as I said, I'm just being on the PNB. People are consumed currently with the financial crisis, which is pretty acute and
okay.
So there is, you know, a strong mandate to the management to come up with a financial recovery plan that can be submitted to the auditors, so they will agree that we're going to stay in business for another year. So I think that's sort of priority one for most of the management people at the moment. The local managers are consumed with finishing up the budgets for the next fiscal year.
Yeah, I'm just saying, usually, well, community. Yeah. I hate to say it in the business community. You get an acknowledgement of a request.
Yeah, sure.
Sabrina to Zach. Michael, you have her ear, though, don't you? I mean, you're able to communicate with her pretty well and everything to be able to get some type of acknowledgement from her?
Point of order.
Yeah, Serene, what's your point of order?
I'm sure that's meant in the best possible way, but I think it's an inappropriate question.
Okay, well, whatever.
Well, I my recent contact with her has been trying to figure out about, getting some loans in place for the national office fundraising mailer. And so I have other things on my plate in my mind too, as well as the elections that are going on and so on. So, the Pacific election. So,
well, thank you for answering my inappropriate question.
Yeah. Don't be that way, sister. Please.
Well, you said it. God, I didn't mean any harm by it.
I know, that's why I said I know you mentioned it
as possible.
Okay.
No, I'm just curious if anybody was able to get any further response from their local managers or program directors, if anybody was able to take the proposal to them. I know that the national board got the motion, but it hasn't gotten close to being on. I mean, it's theoretically on the agenda, but we haven't gotten near it as an actual agenda item. Yes, the financial issues.
Yeah, the Pittsburgh is a stack. I've been away for a few weeks, so I really have not had a chance to engage station management on this issue. Not any follow up. I plan to do so this week. Now, unfortunately, folks, I'm calling you from work, so I may have to drop off the call for a few moments, take care of some things, and but I will be back, okay?
Okay, thank you. Anybody at KPFT have any success, or...? Bring it up to their management. I guess you don't have a program director currently, is that right? At KPFT, your PD resigned. Hasn't been replaced yet, so that's probably...
Yeah, we don't have one right now.
Sabrina, how about KPFA?
Not yet. I have yet actually approached her. We are in Fund Drive, and we're having some serious financial issues, as everybody knows as well. Well, that's been like first and foremost on everybody's plate as far as management is concerned. So.
Okay.
But I will be trying.
Okay, so I think that's probably about where it stands. Maybe everybody can, try again with their local managers, and I will bring it up person to person with Lady Rosen, the interim executive director, and see if I can get a response.
Nancy on the stack.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Do you think it's a good idea if we put the minutes, the motion, and give it to our programmers that just let them see our draft minutes?
Yeah, I'm reluctant to have us start engaging individual programmers separately. I think we have to do it, by contact with the management and.
Well, I agree, but just let them know what we're doing. I don't think that's too bad. And then they can take initiatives on their own. They have the prerogative to show.
Yeah, I'm not sure if any. I'm a listener rep, and so I have limited access to the staff, but if anybody is a staff rep from their station and wants to take it to other staff members,
don't the programmers have pigeonhole boxes or mailboxes?
Yeah, but in my experience, they are either full or empty, but it's not a very effective way to communicate in the past. I don't know.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. So in the absence of any further updates or report, I will check specifically Gamma P IED and if everybody can try to pursue something at their own local stations, whether with individuals or preferably with management. We can report back again another time, and we'll see about trying to get it on the PMB agenda before it's moot.
This is a Pinchback again. What I will do is I will send out an email after I talk to the management and PD. I'll send an email detailing exactly what their plans are, and you will have that the first part of the week. With all the programs that are being planned, if any are being planned, I'm sure we're planning something, but I don't know all the details. But I will submit an email to you guys to let you know what POW's plans are.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Me and Eric will work on that.
Nancy on stack.
Go ahead.
Request for information. The staff, the programmers in this committee at KPFA is Sabrina, is that right? And KPFK, who is a programmer?
The staff person was Jonathan Alexander, but he's not a programmer. He's the IT person, and he resigned. Mansour Saba is on our LSB as a listener rep, but he's often kind of unpaid staff. He works with a couple of the programmers. I'm not sure how he was considered to be listener as opposed to staff, but he ran as a listener, was elected as a listener, but...
Excuse me, go ahead. That's
all. Vanessa is a program. She's got the Indie Media Show. How about WPFW? Eric, Ron, are y'all programmers?
No, we're not.
How about Lewis Wolf?
No, he's not.
John Riley is a programmer? String? Is John? John? John must be busy on that motion.
Yes, I'm here.
John, John, are you a programmer?
Am I a what member?
A programmer.
Yes, I am.
Okay, we got one.
Are we at that point in the agenda yet?
No, not quite. What we were saying is that people would try to communicate the national collaborative programming motion to their stations again, and we'll see if we can report back on it either by email or get some further motion happening. The next item on the agenda was the idea of a discussion of possible motion on handling student programming during fund drives, which I think was something that Brina was talking about at the last meeting. Is that right? It's been an issue on and off because, different stations carry programming from other stations, and if the fund drives, even if the fund drives coincide, they not always well. The scheduling might be off as far as when the program is aired and so on. Did you have a written motion, Sabrina, or exactly a point that you think is at issue there?
A written motion for...
I thought you were the one who raised the question about how to handle syndicated programming during our fund drive. Like if, for example, KPFK carries, obviously the Pacific Evening News, which is predominantly from KPFA. We carry Mitch Jesner's show, Letters of Politics. On the other hand, you carry, Rising Up with Sonali and so on. So some of the other stations carry Margaret Prescott or Ian Masters and... around, and it seems to me there's been an issue in the past, and I thought you would raise a concern about how we deal with that or how we handle it if one station is in Fund Drive and the other one isn't, or if they both are.
Yeah, I thought it was you, but maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, no, I don't think it was. What exactly is the conflict? For maybe we can refresh whoever's memory. I'm not quite understanding what the exact conflict was or is or issue is.
Well, there are varying ones. For example, at KPFK, at this point, we're not completely in sync with your fund drives at KPFA. So often you might start first, and then our listeners are getting pitching on, you know, several of the shows, including the news, and then we go into fund drive, or vice versa. If you're carrying, if you follow us and you're carrying something that is from our, but we've had longer and longer fund drives, and so when our fund drive is over, but then it sort of continues because the news is still pitching, or Mitch is still pitching, or vice versa if you start first. I think there was some concern from back east regarding Margaret Prescott's show. I mean, if it's not an issue or there is no motion, we can just move on. I thought it was brought up at the last meeting.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like there's much that we could do about it at this time. I mean, we're all in financial straits right now, you know, in and out of Fund Drive every other month. So, I mean, if there is an issue, it's probably going to have to be put on hold until we're somewhat solvent, you know, I would imagine.
Okay. Well, if there's no other comment about it, let's move on to the Orange National and the new business. I'm hearing a lot of background noise. I'm not sure who that is, but maybe it's a mute.
Nancy?
Hey, go ahead.
Yes, I recall that we had discussed as an emergency plan to put certain shows online. Is that what you were talking about? It seemed like Sabrina had come up with this, no?
There was a motion, the original genesis of the national programming motion was something that, we had a name, somebody from the community advisory board KPFA was suggesting of like doing more syndicating of shows, something like that. And if a station couldn't, there was a financial crisis and had to sort of swap out their programming for material from the network. But I don't think we stayed with that as the focus. It became more of the proposal for collaborative national programming.
Oh, that's right.
Right. Not overstayed.
Thanks, Beth, for the stack. I have a question for Sabrine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
Sabrine, the program changes that are being made at BAI. I know we won't get into this a little later, but the question is, do you think that these changes would facilitate participation in our national effort to coordinate election programming? Do you have any sense about that?
Not that I have noticed. In terms of the new stuff, we don't really have a list. Things are just unfolding. I haven't seen anything that screams election coverage to me, which is, in fact, we've actually lost some of our public affairs strips. Here we are, 9 weeks out from arguably a really big election. We're losing public affairs spots. But, you know, beyond that, even if, frankly, even if I thought that the changes were right on point with the current motion, I would still object to the process or lack of process that's being evidenced.
Okay, so I think we actually have moved the agenda to the new business item that John Riley wanted to introduce. John, do you have language? I haven't seen anything on my email, but maybe you want to at least introduce the general topic a little more clearly for everybody.
Yeah, I've been trying to send this motion to you, Michael, but I've got some issue with the computer being stuck in spinning mode. But the basic thing that's happening is there's been a number of different shows that have been received cancellation notices, and they were pretty much received out of the blue. Basically, the general manager came to the LSB in August and said that he was going to put in a 7 o'clock political comedy strip, something like Jon Stewart, you know, style political humor. And so, anyway, a number of people became concerned because there was no advance notice that such a thing was going to come, that programs were going to be displaced. And then it was only later that, after some complaints, that the general manager sent out a letter that explained, well, that's not the entire 7 o'clock slot Monday through Friday. It's just Tuesday through Thursday. And then as things progressed, some of those shows got cancellation notices and some did not. Some were, you know, just left in limbo. Meanwhile, the general manager had told them that they had told other people that they were moving into that person's time slot. And like in this one case of Where We Live, which is a program on political repression and political prisoners, the woman was, could not get a straight answer out of the GM, even when she spoke to him directly, and he said, oh, well, we're still thinking about it. So those cancellation notices and then the subsequent moving of programs that were in the 7 o'clock, some of the programs that were in the 7 o'clock slot to the 8 o'clock slot are displacing programmers that were being canceled started to occur, and producers became very concerned about this, because at the local station board in August, at that meeting where it was announced that there was going to be these program changes, the general manager was asked about the extent of those program changes in terms of the total schedule, and the general manager said, well, if I had my way, it would be 70% of the programming. But this round, this is paraphrased, it'll only be 20 to 30%, including moving programs around. And so, in addition, one of the board members, Sharon Salam, had asked that was there any kind of evaluation process that went on about these, you know, programs that were going to be moved, or at that time he didn't really say exactly what was happening, and he said, no, there's not been any evaluation process. Nothing. There was sort of a self-evaluation that he had sent back in like 2000, like 3 years ago, two to three years ago. But there's nothing where management was involved. And in the last year, we have had, a part-time program director up until very recently. And that person has since been let go, and that according to the that interim program director was due to budgetary reasons. So anyway, since this has happened, there started to be a group that formed, and that group has been attracting dozens of producers, and more information is starting to come out, and shows are being canceled without any notice at all, at least that according to some of the producers, they're getting, they're getting told by other staff members. And in one case, in one case, there was a person that produced Global Movements Urban Struggles who happened to live in the same building as the morning show host, who also is the morning engineer, who said something about the cancellation, and that was the first time they'd heard about it. And many of the cancellation notices are like very poorly written, replete with many grammatical errors. And in one case, a consultant told one of the producers that was actually moving into the 7 p.m. slot on Wednesday, one of the political comedians, that her show, was now going to be on at 7 p.m. And that is something that is out of the purview of that consultant. So a lot of very irregular things are happening. That consultant, some of you may know, is Tony Bates, who was the former IPD that was not selected to be program director when the job was up.
Point of order.
Go ahead. The point of order is we can't talk about individual personnel matters on a call like this.
Okay.
That is
so,
the point of order.
So that's fine.
Okay. Different point of order. Go ahead. Serena?
No, that's primarily my point of order, but where is the motion? Or can we hear the motion? You're losing people and all the background and the personalities and the names. They don't know these shows. They don't understand your point.
Okay.
No, so I'm saying so the point is, I'll wait for the staff, but it would be good to make a motion before, a much longer call-out.
Okay. I'm trying to get this page back that's been somewhat frozen.
If you can read it, I will type it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's two alternatives for this resolution, and I know when you've got like this much information, it can be difficult to, process it all. And, the ideal thing, here I'm starting to get it. I'm going to read first and then I will go for the alternative motion after that. So I'm almost cleared away enough of the screen that I can see it. Okay, the WBAI General Manager Bertolt Reimers has made a series of program changes unilaterally and arbitrarily without any process of shared evaluation or consultation with affected producers in violation of both longstanding practice and the Pacifica Foundation bylaws, which require programming decisions to be made in a fair, collaborative, and respectful manner to provide quality programming. Mr. Reimers said in the August LSB meeting that no evaluation process had been used to make the decision. Mr. Reimers has stated publicly that many more changes are planned, citing the urgent need to raise more funds. We call on that general manager to roll back the program changes and institute a moratorium on changes until there's an agreed upon, fair, and transparent process that includes management and producers. And so that is, the motion that I would most like passed, but I have an alternative that I can go ahead and read. This is the alternative. there have been numerous reports that WBAI General Manager Virgil Reimers has made a series of program changes unilaterally and arbitrarily without any process of shared evaluation or consultation with affected producers, in violation of both longstanding practice and the Pacifica Foundation bylaws, which require programming decisions to be made, quote, in a fair, collaborative, and respectful manner to provide quality programming, close quote. Further, in a clip that was posted on YouTube, Mr. Reimers said in the August LSB meeting that no evaluation process had been used to make the decision. Mr. Reimers has publicly stated many more changes are planned, citing the urgent need to raise more funds. We call for an investigation by a committee of this body, this Pacifica National Board Programming Committee, into the charges in order to gather evidence for possible future action. So those are the two resolutions.
Well, I think the point would be you have to pick one that we can discuss, so up to you to decide which one you want us to discuss, and then maybe the other can be offered as an alternative or an amendment or a substitute or something.
Okay, well, I guess let's start with the one that I want the most, which is the one that's, you know, the main difference is that it says, quote, we call on the general manager to roll back the program changes and institute a moratorium on changes until there's an agreed-upon fair and transparent process that includes management and producers.
Okay, so that's the motion on the floor. Are there comments or take a stack?
Point of information.
Yeah, go ahead, Esther.
Were you able to send it, John?
I was not. It seems to be, you know, in that sort of limbo state where it's clashed, but it's not. You know, I can send an image, but the image is going to be big.
So what was that?
I could send an image of the file, but I can't send the actual text, so it makes it difficult to edit, and it might be sort of bulky, but I can do that.
I'm sorry, can I jump in before Ron?
Yes, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks. So does the motion call for this committee to, is the motion asking this committee to request the moratorium or to ask the PNB to request the moratorium?
It's actually calling on the general manager to roll back the program changes and institute a moratorium on changes.
Right, but a motion that comes to this committee is either asking the committee to do something or asking the committee to ask the PNB to do something. What is it your motion requests?
Okay, if that's the limitation of the committee's ability to act, then I would say ask the PNB. I mean, the bad part about doing this is, I mean, the point is not to get this all locked up in a very busy PNB's agenda. So that's where, in some ways, if we call for an investigation of the committee, the alternative, an investigation by this programming committee into the charges to gather evidence for the PNB for possible future action. I mean, at least we would be making inquiries and it would have more information, which undoubtedly the PNB is going to want. So maybe that is better to do the alternative.
If you could send images of both of them, I'll see if I can do it like optical character recognition and transfer it back to the text. Ron was waiting, however, on the stack. Did you have
my observation and question is this: I can support a motion. I can support the first motion. The investigative thing, I do have some concerns about. With the language there relating to future action, I would like to see some correspondence, some response from the GM as to his rationalization for these moves. If it's for financial reasons, I'd like for him to substantiate why these programs or why the new programs would be more financially successful than the ones he's replacing. I'd like to see some rationale for these moves. I think that's something that we should definitely request. The first draft of your motion, I could support with that language about, just adding the language that would require him to provide us with, provide the PMB with some rationalization for those moves, because he's not providing rationalization to the producers apparently, or anybody else, to New York LSB, unless he has, and I'm just not aware of it. But Serene and others can tell me more about that. But yeah, that's the thing here. I'd like to see some type of, rationalization. I mean, arranging, what's that old phrase, rearranging chairs on a Titanic is not worth it. So I'd like to hear his rationalization for making those changes and what he projects the potential income benefit would be of those changes.
Great, start.
Go ahead.
Is there any way for this committee to compel the GM to do what Ron is proposing? Michael, or anyone who can answer that question?
I don't think so. Normally, the committee can recommend to the PMB that it direct the IED to do something. We don't really have any authority over individual general managers.
Committees have no individual power. We can recommend to the PMB. The PMB can direct the IED. The IED directs the GMs, who then direct all the staff below them, so to speak. But no, we can't give a directive to the BAIGM. But we can pass a motion. Sorry, may I jump in?
Okay.
But we can pass a motion that includes a request of our secretary to distribute it to all the GMs immediately, although I can't imagine that anyone could forget something so important, but yeah.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
John, just with a point of information, Michael, I sent the copy of this to you.
Yeah, I just got it. I'm trying to save it, and then I'll see if I can.
Yeah, and Serene, for your information, that is also in your email box if you have access.
Okay, thanks.
Anybody else on the stack at the moment?
Sorry, I had to step away. Did I miss anything?
We just discussed the fact that we can't really direct the general manager to do anything that we could do some investigation. Otherwise, we can make recommendation to the PMB to direct the IED to, have the management do something, but not ourselves as a committee.
Can I propose a substitute motion?
Sure. Go ahead.
An And I'm wording this out. I don't have access to a computer at this juncture, so I'm going to word this out, but make it real simple and short, that the PNV Programming Committee request the PNV to request of the GM a rationale for the program changes. The cost, not the cost, but the economic impact of these changes, what he sees as his rationale for doing this. I guess that's simple enough. You know, if he can explain why these changes are being made and the way they're being made, I do support the moratorium. So perhaps the language to say, you know, we ask the PNB or the IED to direct the general manager of BAI to impose a moratorium on these program changes until a rationale, a statement of objectives can be received or can be developed, you know, from him to the PNB and to the IED. Is that simple enough, you guys?
You know, at least if it is also CC'd to the general managers on the way to the PNB, that at least maybe it will reach Mr. Reimer so that he realizes more people are knowing about this, and maybe he'll do the right thing on his own. But you know, I mean, I see that as a friendly motion.
Okay, I wrote that down at the following. I tried to write down what Ron was saying. The PNB Program Committee recommends that the PNB have the IED direct the WBAI general manager to produce a rationale for the recent programming changes and how they have been made, and to impose a moratorium on such changes until a satisfactory response is obtained. Is that close enough?
Close enough.
John, Serene, is that close enough?
Yes, I would include an economic impact statement also for those changes. Something regarding an economic impact.
Okay. Serene for the staff.
Shireen, did you ask for the stack?
Yes, but I heard another voice before. I heard that woman.
Nancy. the part about in violation of the Pacifica bylaws, that part we did not put in the when we were making this motion. But I don't know what the wording is.
I'll type up what I just wrote. That did not include the violation of the bylaws and the other characterizations of the general manager's actions. Just the request for action by the IED and the GM. I'll type up in a second. Let me just see if I can open up John's.
I also sent you a little bit of the text that was recovered, but it's not the full text. It's not the second one that I mentioned that has the call for the investigation, which is puts everything in the, you know, there's been numerous reports as opposed to directly asserting the facts.
Nancy, after me it was Serene, I think.
Okay, go ahead, Nancy.
No, I finished. Serene had her own stagnant.
Okay, so I took up Michael.
Go ahead.
Okay, so
I completely understand the motivation all around, from certainly from John's. I was there at the same meeting. I've been on the program council at BAI, and certainly from Ron, who has experiences, I believe, both program director and GM. So I understand where you're going. I think we need to be careful about two things. One is that we have the whole issue of what's the economic impact and so on and so forth. We can get to that, but I'm not sure that that's the best way to get to that. I also think we need to put something that is so simple and straightforward that no reasonable person could object, but that it also gets acted upon almost immediately. The PNB is, I don't know, seems to be in a meeting mode all the time. But, you know, some of the meetings are continuation meetings and so on and so forth. But so it's not going to, this is not going to happen at the very earliest until we meet, next week? And that may be a special meeting. So, it gets complicated. If what we want is to send the message that we understand the need to make changes, but that there has to be a process, that it matters how we make the changes, then I think we can do it in a simpler fashion, and I'm passing a motion to that effect. I'm concerned about some of the language in John's motion, or maybe that was in the motivation. That's why I'm waiting to see the motion. That said something about having an agreed-upon process. That we do need to have a process that people are clear about. It will not necessarily be a process that everyone agrees with. So using language such as an agreed-upon process, while the intention is good, you know, it promises to drag us down into the place where we never get anything resolved, because we will never have agreement on anything, not in the real world and certainly not in Pacifica.
I agree with Serene on that pinchback.
That's like an understatement.
Okay, well, keep your thing.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to deal with the scans and the text. Serene, did you want to propose your own language, or for something that you think would make
sense? I'm going to be hitting send in a minute.
Okay,
I can
great.
Mute that for now if people want to hear it, but then I'm distracted too. Okay, so the PND Programming Committee is aware that programming draws listeners and listeners become supporters, and that there's an urgent need for new listeners and additional dollars for all our stations. That said, management of WBAI and all stations will comply with the bylaw requirement for fair and respectful collaboration pursuant to Article 7, Section 3G, and that all changes implemented at WBAI since August 2016, all of which lack any or inadequate consultation, shall be undone, and that this motion shall be distributed to the PNB and all general managers upon its passage. And then the bylaw language is directly below.
I have a request for information.
Request for information? Yeah. What's your question?
I wanted to ask Serene. I noticed you said, at one point you said WBAI and all stations. Why are we not just saying all stations?
Because to my knowledge, WBAI is the only station that is currently undergoing a significant number of program changes, removals, adjustments, whatever the case is. And I know that there has been no process. So I understand the pressure to act. We have been told by everyone within the network that we're dragging the rest of you to your death and we better go find our own money. And I believe the manager thinks that this is part of the response to that in terms of drawing in new listeners. So
I guess my point is it should be one or the other. It should be either just WBAI or or alternatively, all stations. I don't think we should have it set so we're saying WBAI should be leading the charge. We should either leave out all stations.
You put the water where the fire is.
Okay, Michael, to stack as opposed to doing all the back and forth, have you sent that motion yet, Tareen?
Sorry, Michael, say again?
Have you sent the motion yet?
No,
I'm... Okay. So let's give Tareen a minute to send the motion, then we can look at the language more closely.
I just
sent the OCR of John's original two motions. I could not, I'm sorry, not the OCR. I changed them to a PDF and sent it out, but I couldn't do an optical type direction with another scan because there's like a blue background and it just confused it. Go ahead, Ron.
This is regarding Serene's motion. Serene, are you not going to include any language regarding a moratorium on those changes at BAI?
I have it. I didn't use the word moratorium, but the concept is there.
Okay.